SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Thursday night on the grid. Very busy Thursday. We got a bunch of baseball games, not the usual full slate, which is always a little disappointing. But we do got a few games that's going to get us going here tonight. We've got lots of NBA and NHL playoff matchups to start looking ahead to. We got the golf. What a day for Justin Thomas. And you watch, he'll shoot two over tomorrow after tying a course record with 61 out at Harbortown today. We'll see how he does tomorrow. You can never trust Justin Thomas. That's why he's on the list now. Although he'll probably win this week because I put him on the list. So he'll first week he's off the list. I don't play him. He's going to end up running away and hiding at the RBC Heritage. Anything is possible. So we have all that and plenty more to do. Mike Carver here with you. Sans Joe. Joe out on assignment. It is a Carver and sometimes Lisi Thursday night here on the grid. We do have a few things that will be going on. Coaches stopping by. In the first hour, Coach James Young will do a bunch of the NBA matchups with him tonight, and then I think a few more with him tomorrow night, and maybe some other things as well. As we continue to ride along. Of course, Matias is in the house too. Already got mad at me before the show because I was cursing out Cody Bellinger because he stinks. And he does. As he gets up in the third inning and just pops straight up in the air. You know, a guy hasn't had a dinger in a while. Playing down in Tampa tonight. Facing a righty I think he can handle. And he's just an absolute money burner as Bellinger so far. So, but then Matias got mad. He's got some... Got some personal connection to Cody Bellinger from his Los Angeles days. He wasn't happy that I was giving him the business. But that's okay.
You threw me a
baseball.
Love
him that much.
I caught it. I'm looking at the baseball. As it stands right now, Mike, you know, it always screams Cody Bellinger to me. He threw it right at me and I caught it. It's my only baseball. It's the only ball I could show my son. It's like, yeah, look at this thing. Cody Bellinger threw it at me and I caught it. So, you know. I like him.
Is that Caminero there with the homer for the – it is Caminero. How about that? There you ring the bell, Matias. Junior Caminero hits one for the Rays. How about that? Got on the
You're
board
on
now, Matias.
You're on fire.
There you go.
You know what? I've seen a lot of people tweeting at you waiting for these dinger props that you love to give out. You're becoming famous around this world with your home run picks, man. On fire.
I wouldn't go that far, and I actually usually – between Coast to Coast and the night show, I usually do try to tweet them back out. And I had we had softball practice tonight, so I have not been able to get all the home run picks out, but hopefully people got them on Coast to Coast. And Junior Caminero was one of those guys. I said he'd been hot. I didn't trust any of these hacks that the Yankees are going to be pitching because their starting pitching is just awful. Aside from Freed. Absolutely disgusting. So Caminero, let me see who else we had tonight. And I knew Gunnar Henderson would homer too, because Gunnar Henderson, I've played him like six, like 10 times since he's come off the IL, and sure enough, he homered tonight. But I have Caminero, who's in the barn now at plus 520. We've got Seager and Soler coming up in this Angel Ranger game here, Matias. Seager and Soler. We've got Rice Aroni also in the Yankee-Ray game. And then Brendan Donovan was a little bit of a long shot I tried because Griffin Canning is such a hack for St. Louis that I figured I'd give it a shot and go after him, even though it's a pretty cold and miserable night at Citi Field. Although we just had softball, and I'm only 15 miles from Citi Field. And it was pretty nice out. So I don't think the weather's that bad. These guys look a little bundled up, but I think it's a pretty decent night out there, to be quite honest with you. So we do have baseball going on. 4-2 Orioles lead Cleveland. That is in the bottom of the sixth inning. I mentioned to you Gunnar Henderson has homered there. The Mets and the Cardinals at Citi Field. Vientos hit his first homer of the season for the Mets. He'd been sitting on a bagel for a very long time. But Vientos has now gone yard, and the Mets are up 4-1 on the Redbirds. 3-0 Tigers lead the Royals. That is in the bottom of the fifth inning with Lorenzen on the mound for Kansas City. And 3-1 after the Caminero homer, the Rays lead the Yankees. And the Yankees have this loser Yarbrough in now, too. I guess the Will Warren started. He stinks. But it doesn't matter. They've already gone to Yarbrough, and he ain't much better. We have Angels and Rangers are about to start right now. And we maybe have some potential there for some gas can action, considering that we have. Although we thought that last night. Did they open the roof or close the roof? We got to go look this up because these balls were dying at the track last night with the roof closed in Arlington. Open that thing up. Let some humid air get in there. Let the ball fly a little bit with the Angels and the Rangers. As we have Kamar Rocker going for Texas. He's been lit up this year. And the Kakanowicz is going for the Angels. So we've got a chance for some runs in that. And that's it for tonight. No late night games. Man, that Dodger game bothered me last night too, Matias. So we got off the end. Joe, I hope, had the alt over in that because they were able to pump up 15 runs in the Rockies and the Dodgers. The Dodgers scored 7 runs in the first inning. And, of course, Ohtani, Freeman, Moniak hit a homer. Forget the cognac. Get me to Moniak. And, of course, the guys that I was looking for, we couldn't get them home. Couldn't get them home. And I gave Joe the biz. Like, look at this. 7 runs in the first inning. And we go, oh, there's a lot of at bats left in this game. Got a lot of time left here. Yeah, didn't go well. Did not go well at all in that aspect. We will spend some time looking at these matchups. The NHL is set. Now, there are hockey games tonight. But all of them, not pretty much all of them are friends and family only. I mean, they have no meaning whatsoever.
I can't trust anything. I can't trust anything.
Tonight. Can't play.
No,
these games
you know
tonight.
What? We had fun playing the games. I'd say that mattered. Like I loved playing Columbus against Washington both nights last week, the 7-0 game or whatever, and then they beat them again 3-1. You know, games that matter. Same with Calgary when they were playing games that matter. They were winning almost every game except against the Ducks. So it was fun, but man, talk about teams giving up games late in the season, just waiting for the playoffs to start. Like Florida the other night, just giving it up against the Rangers. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh man, that's why it's tough to play these games. You know, you got to be careful. What do you think about Calgary and the Kings tonight? You know what I mean? Kings minus 185.
No, thank you. I want nothing to do with any of this. Man, this Hurstad just hit a bomb for Baltimore. Heston Kirkstad just hit one. I mean, just a mammoth blast. 2-run shot for him. I can't play. Me and Dave talked about this, Sharapen, on the hockey show last week, Matias. The last week of the regular season, unless you're playing a team that's obviously like Montreal last night, they're playing for something, it's an absolute no thank you. I'll start on Saturday. And only 2 games on Saturday, by the way. This is typical NHL. Now I get it. They probably didn't want the teams that are playing tonight to have to then go and play again with just 1 day off. So that eliminated, you know, the Tampas and the Washingtons and, you know, all these other teams that are playing this evening from starting their series on Saturday. I'm sure there was some arena things as well. You know, Ottawa couldn't play Saturday. They're playing tonight. Carolina couldn't play tonight. Toronto. So LA as well. So I guess that's part of the reason why you only get Saturday, 2 games, Blues, Jets, and Avalanche Stars will start their series on Saturday. And we will at some point this evening on the show go through all the numbers for the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're just getting going with on a Thursday night on the grid. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have you with us here. On the grid, Carver sans Lisi, Joe, Carver and sometimes Lisi tonight, however you want to go about it. Joe on assignment tonight and tomorrow. I think he's on some big expedition down in South Jersey. America's Playground is where he is. And that smooth ride down to Garden State Parkway. Settling in to AC, man. There's nothing like it. There really isn't. Smooth ride down the Garden State. But Joe's going to be back with us on Monday. And then next week, of course, is the NFL Draft, which we'll also try to dabble in a little bit here at some point tonight. And no Carver and Lisi next Thursday and Friday night. Joe will be part of the coverage. He'll be rocking and rolling. And Joe will have you all breaking it down with the crew. Big crew he's got. I forget off the top of my head, but he's got a big crew for him with him on Thursday and Friday night for the draft coverage here on Sports Grid. Matias was sent me this while I was at softball, and he was just telling me about it. See, I think the problem with this, Matias, is most people don't watch this Europa League. People get jacked up for the Champions League. They love the Champions League. The Europa League is like kind of nonsense. Like I, you know, it's obviously got some big clubs in it. It's kind of the secondary trophy off of the Champions League. But this Man United Lyon game today, I mean, this is wild looking at this box score. I mean, so Man United ends up winning 7-6 on aggregate. So what was it? They were down 2-1 going home today. Is that the deal? They were down 2-1 in the aggregate, I guess?
No, it was 2-2. It was 2-2, oh, it was 2-2 in Man U today. And to start the game, Man U takes an early 2-0 lead.
I see.
And they have all the energy. They got all the energy. And then Lyon comes back in the final 15 minutes and ties the game 2-2. It goes into extra time. And next thing I know, Lyon scores two more goals in overtime to make it 4-2. Yeah. Then Man U comes back and scores three goals in the final 8 minutes of extra time to That's win the wild. Game. It was just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
That's crazy, man. Like, I'm looking at this. They scored. So Lyon scored in the 104th and 109th minute. And then Man United scored in the 114th on a penalty and then the 120th. That's nuts.
It is. And the thing was, when Lyon took the two goal lead in extra time, they went to that corner and celebrated. The whole team ran over. You know what I mean? Everybody in the world thought they'd won the game right there. And they'd come back from a 2-0 lead. You know what I mean? They were the comeback kings. They were missing goals left and right as well. You know, Onana was making saves on the line, and it was incredible. And, you know, Man U's having a terrible, terrible season. So this is the last thing that they could hold their glory on, you know, with that badge. Because those fans have been miserable for a while now. And, you know, people don't, you know, young people don't even know. Man U used to be the club when we were younger, you know.
Let me tell you something. For 20 years ago, I mean, I'll be obviously, you know, I'm dating myself. I'll be 45 this year. 25 years ago, when I was in my early 20s, Man U was all that mattered. That's it. They were the kings of the castle. No one else in soccer. Like, it has now grown to where, obviously, it's become such a global thing. And all these franchises, the Real Madrids and the Barcelonas and PSGs and all, they're all worth so much money. But 25 years ago, it was Man U, and that was that. I felt like, and now Man U has really become, you know, they've just done, and like even getting a Europa League championship, like, are these people even going to be happy about that? Like,
no,
you know
what? I think they will be. I think, you know, when you're playing for something And you could tell, I agree with you, watching Champions League yesterday and seeing Arsenal just doing their thing. But, you know, watching these guys go at it today, they play with high intensity. These games matter big time. And you see these guys choking and they're crying when the games are over. It's a meaningful game. And they want to be playing these games. It's for a trophy for sure. And these teams are good. They're not as great as the best teams, but they're damn good teams. You still got to qualify. Look, I'm an Everton fan. We don't get there. We don't even get the Europa League. We don't even get there anymore, Carver. You know what I mean? You're a Huddersfield guy, right? Like, imagine if you made it to the Europa League. Yeah. It'd be everything.
For Huddersfield, it would be everything if I was in the Europa League. Everything. Yeah. I feel like if you're a massive club in Europe, making the Europa League is like, yeah, right. Like you got to be kidding me. Like, nobody would care. Nobody cares. But it's a big deal for some other clubs. It all depends on who you are, really, at the end of the day. That's for sure.
We had for today in sports, though, I got to say, because Europa League was really all that was cooking for me at that time. There's nothing else.
There was some
I can't even watch hockey.
We had some good afternoon tater. I mean, we had a bunch of guys in the A's game. I mean, all the big A guys homered this afternoon. We had Rooker. We had the Soderstrom. We had the Butler. You know, all the big hammers homered for the A's, which was huge. Look at this Seager, man. He's been ripping the ball, but he can't hit a homer. The guy's got like, he must have hits in like six of his last seven at bats I've watched, and he's hitting the ball so hard that he's not getting any over the fence. And I feel like it's coming. It's coming.
The Dodgers should have never let him go. He should have always been with the Blue.
I don't think he wanted to stay there, to be quite honest with you. I don't think he liked it there, honestly. I think he wanted to move on. I think that he wanted to go kind of do his own thing. I don't think he wanted to be a Dodger. I mean, there's no way they didn't offer him the most money. I know Texas kind of blew him away too, but like, I just don't, didn't they have somebody else coming in to play short, Matias, off the top of my head? I don't remember right now, but they had somebody else at the time. And I think they thought they were going to go in that direction instead. Car, here comes your boy Young Jock hitting 065 this year. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on the grid. 3-1, Tampa leads the Yankees. Bottom four at Steinbrenner Field, which, of course, is the spring training and offseason home of the New York Yankees. So the Yankees in some familiar ground tonight. They just have never been there with Rays stuff all over it. So they know the place well. Who is this kid? Oh, this is Yarbrough still in there? He stinks. Garcia pounded that. And again, Arlington, Matias, Garcia destroyed that ball. It just died at the track. Just died. It's like all these balls in that place are dying. Did they close the roof tonight? Roof's got to be closed at Globe Life this evening. Globe Life Field. You open it, roof closed. Sad. Sad. That's what it comes down to. Why you got the roof closed? It's hot out. We want the heat. Baseball. Summer. Open a roof. Let it breathe a little bit. Let it get in there. It's better for the long balls. Rangers have lost like 3 or 4 homers the last 2 nights with that stupid roof closed. Open the roof up. Let it breathe. Matt, what can you do? I guess that they're not worried about hitting home run bets like we are. Doesn't concern them at all. Elsewhere, 6-2, Orioles lead Cleveland right now. The Tigers, meanwhile, up 4-0, bottom six on Kansas City. I mentioned to you before, and Matias, not that he interrupted me, but he made a note, which is very true, and that's it's hard to bet this hockey. Because it's so meaningless tonight and worthless. 5-3, Carolina leads Ottawa. Man, who hit that for Tampa? Nope, that one died at the wall. Was that Lau? Man, it would have bothered me if he homered. This Lau. He's a pain, too. 5-3, Carolina leads Ottawa. Second period. Columbus leads the Islanders 3-0. That was going to be the game that had a little bit of gas to it tonight. But unfortunately, Montreal won last night. So that left tonight's game meaningless for Columbus, but they're at least going to try to send the home fans at home with a win. Buffalo and Philly finishing off their miserable years. 4-2, Buffalo leads the Flyers. 2-1, Penguins lead the Caps. Midway through the second period, obviously end of the line for the Capitals. I mean, for the Penguins, they're done after the night. Caps will get ready for Montreal. Game one in that series will be Sunday. Rangers lead the Lightning 1-0. About 3 minutes left to go in the second period at the Garden. Big goodbye to Sam Rosen tonight. Long time play-by-play TV voice of the Rangers. His final call for the Blue Shirts. And the Red Wings lead the Leafs 3-1. That's with about 5 minutes left in the second period. Did Diaz hit this out? This Diaz? Foul ball. They're coming close, these Rays. They're going to get another one off of this loser Yarborough. There's another one coming. You could just sense it. Two balls just missed. I can't believe this Canning's still going for the Mets. Nobody on St. Louis. This guy stinks, this Canning. Can't believe they're still going.
Wasn't he on the Angels?
Yeah, and he constantly got lit up.
How are you
not hitting this Canning tonight? He is.
Send him back to the
batting practice pitcher. Really is. It's amazing that it's going on. We'll get Coach coming up here in a minute, and we'll go through some big things with Coach. Obviously, we have two more of these play-in games tomorrow night to see who gets to get slaughtered by the Thunder.
Mike, I'm done with the playing games, Mike. I'm done with this nonsense. Honestly, it needs to go back to 8 teams in the playoffs, less games, and let's get into the playoffs faster. Play games that matter. These teams suck. The Bulls last night, complete disgrace. Sacramento, boo-boos. Complete boo-boos. I'm done with it, Mike. These teams suck. They shouldn't be playing for anything that matters.
Matias with laying it down here on the NBA. Get rid of the play-in games. Get rid of it. I will say it in those two games. But to be fair, 75% of NBA playoff games are like those two games last night. They are. Over the past couple of years. It's very rare you get a great game now in the NBA playoffs.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Barbara and Lisi, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Need like everybody at a homer for the Yankees tonight. You know, we got a belly bombs. We need Rice, Aroni. We need Jazz. We have all these guys. And this Oswaldo Cabrera hits a homer. You know, it's never who you need. It's always who you don't. I was actually hoping they'd start losing like 8-1 because that would be the perfect time for Jazz to hit one. He only hits one in a spot like that when they're getting smashed and he can have a little add-on to it. Of course, it's Carver, sans Lisi, no Joe tonight, out on assignment. So we usually like to stop it. And then Goldschmidt gets into one. That's just a single in front of the wall. Here come the Yankees in the top of the fifth inning making some noise. Coach James Young is with us, of course, as we get ready for the NBA playoffs, which are almost here. Now, I'm going to let Coach cook a little bit here because Matias got him all gassed up during the break, and I might as well let Coach finish it off because, you know, Matias made some points before the break about these play-in games, and, you know, the 9-10 is a little, those two games were pretty rough last night. I have a theory that if you actually track, like, the last 5 years of NBA playoff games, 75% of them are awful games. They're blowouts. They're non-competitive fourth quarter games. And it's, even though we're excited it's the playoffs, they're not all these great games every single night. You get a lot of blowouts, but that's kind of the nature of basketball. Coach, you were talking about DeMar DeRozan, and I saw him after the game say how this was the hardest year ever for me and blah, 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 blah. Yo, Coach, let's just call it like it is. They got smoked in that game by Dallas. Smoked.
I mean, it wasn't even a contest. I mean, they were down, 71-47 at the break? I mean, yeah, they made a little bit of a run. I think, was it 71-40? That was the other game. But it was bad. It was almost
as
bad.
They were both bad. Right? They both got smashed.
You know, and to me, like, people want to sit there And I heard it last night. I want to make sure I got this right. DeMar DeRozan, if I'm not mistaken, at the end of the season, is, I do believe, top 30 all-time in career scoring. Now, could someone explain to me about empty stats, or their empty stats? DeMar DeRozan, I'm going to make sure I pull this up. DeMar DeRozan is 20. I'm sorry, I was wrong. He's 25th all-time. So, folks, you want to sit here and look at some of the people that he is ahead of right now. I'm going to just take about 15 seconds here. Reggie Miller, Jerry West, Patrick Ewing, Allen Iverson, Charles Barkley, Dwayne Wade, Elgin Baylor, Clyde Drexler, Gary Payton. I mean, Larry Bird is 40th on the damn list. So you want to talk about guys that have empty stats, empty careers. It's like no matter where DeMar DeRozan goes, they don't win, right? Like
right.
Kawhi, you know, Kawhi was winning championships and helping the Spurs. They trade Kawhi to Toronto for DeRozan. DeRozan goes there. The Spurs are going downhill, and Kawhi wins the championship in year one. Then he signs a deal with Chicago. Chicago off to a great start, obviously, a couple of years ago. Lonzo gets hurt. You remember, Carver, they couldn't beat any damn buddy good.
Nobody.
Then he goes to the Sacramento, a team that I was high on, and I'm watching this guy play ISO ball. And I'm saying to myself, no wonder why you haven't won. So to me, you know, there are guys that have had impacts in their careers, and there are guys that are stat guys, right? Unfortunately, a guy like DeMar DeRozan, to me, is just a stat guy.
I don't disagree with you. Look, he's been around a long time, mm-hmm. you know, and he's scored a lot of points, and he's filled it up, but I'm with you. I'm not going to picture when his days are done. Man, I mean, what an impactful player, DeMar DeRozan. I mean, you look at guys, Coach, I don't think he holds a candle to, I could probably name 10 guys in the last 10, 15 years that more of an impact than him. I mean, he's not sniffing the Hardens and the Kyries and the,
no.
Forget LeBron. LeBron's on another level. LeBron and Curry, that's like all-time great type of stuff. But, you know, he ain't even on the same floor as any of those guys that I was just starting to list. He ain't near those guys.
No.
But you look at the scoring, and the scoring is going to tell you that he's a contemporary of them over his time period in the NBA. And that's just not the case, Coach. I agree. He does not have the same impact as those other guys.
I would say this. He's only 1,200 points behind Havlicek for 19th. Mm. Like, you figure Russell Westbrook's probably going to pass Havlicek. He's only about 200 points behind. And the only live player that is current ahead of him is Steph, is 24th. So okay. You can make a case that, and Paul Pierce is right ahead of him, Tim Duncan, like, this guy is going to be, I'm going to say, top 15, 17 scorer in the history of the game. So when you think about it, you close your eyes at night, and you say your prayers, eat your vitamins, whatever, like Hulk Hogan, you're going to wake up and say, Lord, thank you for giving me DeMar DeRozan, who is top 20 all time in scoring the NBA. What? Top 20? Oh, God. DeMar DeRozan is going to be top 20. He's not even a top, ready, Carri? I don't even think DeMar DeRozan is a top 100 player in the history of this league.
I'd go a lot further down the line than that. Coach, I mean, I'd go a lot further down the line than top 100. I mean, you're talking, you get down to the twos and threes, Coach. I don't think he's even in the discussion from that aspect. All right, so let's finish this way. We know why the NBA does this. It's a week where they can give their big teams a rest, and they have this. It's all money, you know. They had to do this in the bubble, and they were like, "Wow, this, you know, people are into this. Why don't we just do this all the time?" And it adds some intrigue and puts some other teams in the mix. At the end of the day, Coach, the sevens are one thing. You know, the Warriors, you know, they're going to play the Rockets, and the Warriors are a different team. Magic are going to get smashed. these teams that win the eight tomorrow night, they're going to get smashed too. There's not going to be any kind of resistance here. Now, the Dallas number, I mean, what is it, 6.5, coach? I mean, that might be a little too heavy. If I'm going to get what I got out of Clay and AD last night in Memphis tomorrow night, I think that could be a problem for the Grizzlies.
Listen, Carvey, I think Dallas is in play, not just to cover the spread. I think they could win. You're right. Listen,
yeah.
I think people don't understand that front line of any combination of P.J. Washington, Derek Lively, Daniel Gafford, and AD is a problem because you can't get to the rim on them because they will block everything. It's like someone like Ja, who thrives on getting to the cup and finishing, has got to deal with all these monsters. I also think Memphis is a hot goddamn mess. Coach gets fired right before the end of the regular season, right? Desmond Bane's fighting guys in the huddle. Ja's getting himself into trouble for his antics. He's more worried about his celebrations than his game. And Jason Kidd has figured it out as a coach. Now, it took him 3 stops, right? It took him, you know, Milwaukee, Brooklyn. I think he's figured out. I think he's one of the 10 best coaches in the league. Mm. I mean, what they did to Sacramento, and a game that I thought Sacramento was going to roll them, tells me in a one-game scenario, the team that plays better defense, Carver High, in a winner-take-all situation are better. You look at Orlando, Atlanta. Who's the better defensive team? Orlando. Miami versus Chicago. Miami's a better defensive team. You look at Memphis, Golden State. Golden State, the better defensive team, right? Dallas and Sacramento. Dallas, better defensive team. I'm taking a better defensive team. I'm going to take the points. I'm going to sprinkle on the money line. I think they get it done.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Dallas is – I'm definitely taking the points, and I think that they're absolutely live to win. And I think you're probably right in that same aspect with the Heat in Atlanta. You know, I think that they're favored for a reason. Atlanta don't got much after Trey. At least they didn't the other night, that's for sure. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, coach hanging out. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive-compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. Coach James Young is with us as we get ready for the first round of the NBA playoffs, which does begin Saturday. You get 4 games on Saturday, 4 games on Sunday. We have 2 more of these playing games to get through tomorrow night. Now, Coach is with us tonight. We're going to try to go through a bunch of these series. I think Coach is also going to stop by tomorrow night. I don't know if we completely solidified that yet or not, but I believe Coach is also going to stop by tomorrow night. So whatever we don't get to tonight, Coach, we can finish tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I want to start with one series because I think it's the series that's getting the most attention. You were just talking about it during the break with Matias, and it's obviously the game that's always getting, like, Saturday night, it's prime time, and everyone is psyched for the Lakers and the Timberwolves. LeBron and Luka and Edwards. You know, Ant lost to Luka last year, West Finals. Timberwolves went far. And, you know, that's a big, fat number, Coach. I was a little surprised. And I know it's LeBron and Luka, so the books aren't going to make it that low because they know everyone's going to bet the Lakers. Like, the Lakers, the Cowboys, the Yankees. You know, these teams are always going to get
– Duke.
You're going to pay a tax on those teams if you want to bet them, especially in a futures market or a series market. But minus 186 right now for the Lakers for the series, coach, that's just too much gas. That's honestly, for me, I even think it's borderline disrespectful. And if I was Finch and the crew, I'd be like, they think we got no shot to beat this team over here. We just went to the West Finals last year. Like, I don't know, coach. I think the Lakers are going to find a way. But I think that this is going to be tooth and nail for them to get through this with the Timberwolves.
First things first, the series is going at least six games.
So I'm betting it for seven. I'm playing it seven games.
And I wouldn't argue with you that it's seven. Listen, I don't think people understand how great of a player Anthony Edwards is. He's in Minnesota. Put this guy in New York. Put him in L.A. Put him in Boston, right? Put him in Dallas. Put him in a major media market. And you'll be talking about this guy as one of the 5 to 10 best players in the sport. He's definitely top 10. I mean, I think he's probably top 7. I also think there's another gear he can go to we have not seen yet. Mm. He is still pissed off about last year losing to Luka. And I am of the mindset of, I think this is going to be a tough series for the Lakers big men. And J.J. Redick's got a choice. People are like, oh, Rudy, he's terrible. Okay, Rudy Gobert, or you want Jackson Hayes and Alex Len? And then you're going to go to me and say, hey, yeah, all right, fine. I'll put Rui Hachimura at the 5. Okay, I'll counter that. Give me Naz Reid. Who are you taking, Naz Reid or Rui Hachimura? I'm taking Naz Reid all day. And I thought it's because he grew up 5 minutes from where I live. I knew the kid since he was a young kid. I think they're getting disrespected because of the quote-unquote star power. And everybody wants to see LeBron get one more crack at it, one more ring. Carver High, I'm taking a plus 1.5 games. I'm taking it to go over 5.5 games. And I'm going to put a little bit on them to win it outright. I think Anthony Edwards will be their best player in this series. There are some markets you can find on FanDuel, including I think it was to lead the series in scoring. Yep. I think the last time I saw most total points, he was at plus 165. Yeah. He was at plus 185 yesterday.
See, so
I told he's 20 cents.
And he's the second choice, and honestly, he shouldn't be. And I get it. It's Luka. Luka's going to be the favorite. You know, there's going to be nights where LeBron's going to be a pig and in the playoffs, and Luka might not get those 30s and 40s. Ant is going to get 30 every night, coach, in this series. Ant is going to be the guy for Minnesota. There's going to be nobody else that's going to move in on anything. So I'm with you. Plus 165 for Ant, most points in the series. And I'm going to play 7 games at plus 190. I'm going to play that. I think it goes 7.
I think it goes 7, and I'll give you one better that may shock people too. I think Golden State, Houston is going 6 or 7. I think that's another team getting grossly disrespected. Houston, and here's why: another team baked into the number. Golden State, Steph Curry, Steve Kerr, Draymond, Jimmy Butler. Houston is not a bad team. They're very good. They're very well coached. They're good defensively, and they got a coach that's been in big games. They have a point guard that's been there too. I'm not saying Golden State will win a series. I think they do. I just think we're disrespecting this team a little bit too much.
Well, first of all, when the Warriors won the other night, this thing was like minus 200 for them for the series.
Oh, it's been
smashed down. I'm at like in the minus 170 range, which is still a lot, and I get it. Because of everything you just said, you know, you've got so much playoff pedigree with Steph and with Butler and with Draymond that's going to carry away. Everyone's betting the Rockets, coach. I mean, everyone's betting the Rockets because it's the price, because of whatever they want to see the Warriors lose. Wherever you want to go, that's what's happening. I just think, coach, they're going to have, sometimes when you make it here for the first time and you're a young group, you're going to taste it at first. You know, it's not going to all go for you the first time. I think that's what happened with Oklahoma City the last couple of years. Now they're ready to go to the NBA Finals. I think that Houston's going to get – I think this was the wrong team for them to play in the first round. There's just too much big game experience. Some people think that doesn't exist. Coach, you know it does. It does exist. You know, people think that it's all. It doesn't matter. It does. All right. With the the Thompsons and Jalen Greens and the Jabbars, these guys haven't been there before, Coach. This is their first taste, and their first taste against that crew. I'm with you. It'll go. It'll go. This ain't gonna be sweeper. It's gonna go 6 games, 7 games. But I think the Warriors are gonna get them.
And you've even seen that the over 5.5 is at -210. So I mean, the money is coming for a longer series. Yep. I think the other thing is this. Let's be honest. If they would have played Memphis, it would have been the same thing. They would have said they would have been underdogs there as well.
Yep. Come right back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Coach Young hanging with us. We're back on the grid right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Coach. I'm gonna save the Knicks for tomorrow night because I don't have enough time with you right now. The Knicks, we're gonna need a little time there because I think they're gonna have a tough go too. And we'll do the Clippers and Nuggets tomorrow night. Bucks Pacers. Now this is like a flip for the Bucks from the last few years, right? Like the Bucks are usually the team that's the favorite, Giannis, all that. Now they're dogs. Indiana's better. I mean, what was this news today, Coach? That Dame's like. Is he close, I guess? Closer than they thought he would be right now, but he's still not playing, at least in the first couple of games, right?
He's not going to be out thinners. There. Yeah, he's on the blood off the blood thinners, but they have to ramp up his availability. And that's why I think if you look at it, you know, best case scenario, you're looking at game three that I would look at, but I just can't – This Bucks team is such a mess, in my opinion, with what's going on. You know, I think this is going to be end of Giannis. I really think so. I think Giannis is going to be the big name move in the offseason. This guy talked about wanting to get to at least the Eastern Conference Finals. If they get by this, they're not getting by Cleveland. So I do believe I like Indiana. They played way better. Tyrese Halliburton's been outstanding the second half of the year. Yeah. And the reason why they need Dame is really, how do I explain this? Dame is Robin, Giannis's Batman until the last 2 minutes. And then he becomes Batman because he's the closer. He's their Mariano, right? He's the guy that end the game, go get a shot, big shot maker, big shot taker. I don't think it's going to matter. I think it's Indiana, and I think Indiana wins it in 6 games or less.
6 games or less for Indiana, and you think that the Bucks get completely imploded in the offseason. You think the Bucks? Does that mean Dame as well? Just clear the whole decks if you're going to do that?
I think Giannis is going to ask out. I think Giannis is sick of it. They've run through coaches. Herb Cole, I think it was the old owner, sold the team. Small market. Giannis can go somewhere. Miami. I mean, maybe, you know, does Brooklyn want to get in the mix?
Brooklyn?
Right. Does the team with a lot of young assets. I don't know, say something wild like, you know, San Antonio want to pair him and Wemby up. Like, I mean, I just see this going badly for this franchise, and they have only to blame it themselves because at the end of the day, when they got rid of Bud, they had Adrian Griffin who was doing a hell of a job, and you fire him for Doc goddamn Rivers? I mean, come on. They're going to implode. They'll be up 3-1 if Doc will blow another one.
Man, Doc don't sound like he's going nowhere either. If it goes bad, it sounds like Doc's got a job there for a while. Doesn't sound like Doc's in any kind of trouble.
Amazing.
In Milwaukee.
Amazing. Only in America. Sound like Don King.
I mean, they were better with the Hackett they fired last year.
Yeah.
Adrian Griffin, they were better with him. They've been downhill since Doc came. So you think the Pacers in 6 games or less in that series. I think that this series breakdown would only take a minute, so I'll do the last minute with you here. Does the Celtics sweep Orlando, or does Orlando get a gentleman's sweep? 5? You think they win a game, huh?
They win a game because Boston will shoot too many threes, and they'll have one game where they miss. And Orlando, remember, Orlando beat them 2 out of 3. I don't count the last one, but remember, 108-104 early in the year. Boston shot 24% from 3. Happens one time. That's the one game they win.
I'll just play him for a sweep. I don't think they can beat him. I don't know. Well, that's down to you. Like, how focused? How much does Boston care? Because I felt like at times this year that being the defending champs, they really didn't care.
And if they were the best team by far in East last year, and it took – they didn't sweep the first two series. It was the last series versus Indiana where I think they finally got a sweep.
Who did they play in the first round last year? The Heat, right? Did the Heat have the eight last year when they won those games? They played the Heat in the first round. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Heat did not. And remember, didn't Butler not play? That's what got part of this part that got Riley all upset. Butler wasn't in the game, didn't play. That was the beginning and the end of Butler in Miami during that Celtics series. Coach, we will see you tomorrow night. We'll do the Knicks and the Pistons, Clippers, Nuggets as well. I'm talking about that because that's going to be a big series as well, the Clippers and the Nuggets out in the West. Coach James Young, Carver and Lisi, we're back. Hour 2 next.